are the most profound surah of Quran, one of the smallest surahs, Surah Al-Asr, consisting of three ayat. And there are three surahs consisting of three ayat. No surah of two ayat. The least number is three. Surah Al-Asr, Surah Al-Kawthar, Surah Al-Nahr. Three surahs. And this is the most profound, according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. لَوْ تَدَمَّرَ النَّاسُ هَذِهِ surah لَمَسْيَاتٌ. If people ponder only over this surah, this will suffice to guide them. In another saying he says, لَوْ لَمْ يَنَظَّرْ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ سِوَاهَا لَكَفَتِ النَّاسِ. If nothing was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except this surah would have been sufficient for the guidance of humanity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal-Asr. By the fleeting time, the time which is running, it's going. And this is only capital you have. And like ice, it is melting. If you don't sell your ice, it will melt away. So by this time, what is that psalm of life, that poem? Art is long and time is fleeting. And our hearts, though stout and brave, still like muffled drums are beating, funeral marches to the grave. With every beating of the heart, we are coming closer and closer, step by step, to our grave. Just like if the dead body of a general is taken to the grave, you know, there is the beating of the drum. With each beating of the drum, this funeral is progressing. So, Rafiq tujhe ghadi aal ye deta hai manadi, gardu ne ghadi ur ki ek aur ghata di. When the clock rings, 11, one more hour has been diminished from your life. One more hour, gone. Don't say that your life is increasing. Every hour your life is decreasing. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانُ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. All mankind is doomed. To be doomed is the general rule. To be saved is an exception. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانُ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. All mankind. That is why Imam Razi says, أَلَمْ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ فِيهَا وَعِيدٌ شَدِيدٌ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى حَكَمَ بِالْخِسَارِ عَلَى جَمِيعِ النَّاسِ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ عَاتِيًا بِهَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ وَهِيَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ وَالتَّوَاصِي بِالْحَقِّ وَالتَّوَاصِي بِالصَّبْرِ أَنْ دَلَّ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ النَّجَاةَ مُعَلَّقَةٌ بِمَجْمُوعِ هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ. There's a very big threat in this surah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that all human beings will be doomed, thrown into the hell. Except those who fulfill four conditions. And this is decisive to say that the salvation of the day of judgment depends upon fulfilling this, all the four conditions. Now when I started my work, this Dars of Surah Al-Asr was the starting point. And the selected course of study that I have edited, the starting point is Surah Al-Asr. And I have written also, so I can't go into detail at this time. All human beings are doomed except إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have faith, real faith, conviction, iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they did good deeds. And تَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, they exhorted each other to whatever is correct and just. But tawakkal is sabr, and exhorted each other to perseverance and steadfastness. May Allah give us the courage to fulfill all these four prerequisites of salvation. Suratul Humazah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now this surah depicts its character. When somebody turns away from Allah, is not mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't think that he will be resurrected and he will have to answer his deeds. Then his moral character definitely sinks down, bottom. And this is the picture. وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe to every slanderer, defamer. This is what interests them most. Slanders and defaming people. The mean activity. الَّذِينَ مَا عَبَالَهُ عَدَّدَ. Number two, who amassed wealth and kept on counting it. Seeing the balance sheet every year, oh, now, these are my assets. This much I have and own. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. He thinks that his wealth will make him live forever. Now what does it mean? People have used their wealth in order to make their name at least. They know we can die. But my name should remain. These big monuments, these ahram and misr. Why? This is the urge to continue, if not physically, to continue living in the memory of the people. I recall, you know, a very beautiful quotation. Calm and self-possessed, still and resolute, the pyramids echo unto eternity, the defiant cry of man's will to survive and conquer the storms of time. Man wants to survive and conquer the storms of time. That is why he has built such a high pyramid for himself. Kalla, no, not at all. لَيُمْبَلَنَّ فِي الْحُتَمَى. He will be thrown in the Hutama. And what is that Hutama? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُتَمَى. How will you come to know what is that Hutama? نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَى. It's the fire of Allah kindled by Him. And don't think it's like the fire of this world. أَلَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَى. Which will mount straight on the hearts of the people. We have today the, what they call the therapies, you know, the heat passing through the skin. Skin doesn't feel the heat, it goes to the muscles under. In the same way, fire, which is not affecting your body, straightly attacking your heart. That will be the quality of that fire. Allati tattali'u 'ala al-afida, bounce over the heart. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِ مُؤْصَدَةٌ. And then it will be closed upon them, vaulted upon. فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةٌ. In outstretched columns. أَعَذَنَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. Now the rest of these surahs mainly deal with certain aspects of the early period of the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, Surah Al-Fil, the very famous incident that took place. And that was the year when Muhammad was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aamul Vilada. It was 570 or 571 Christian era. What happened? At that time in Yemen was governed by the Abyssinians. And from the king of Abyssinia, there was a governor, Abraha, in Yemen. These were Christian, these people. They were under the Roman Empire. So this person became very envious of Kaaba, that people from all corners of Arabia go to Kaaba to pay pilgrimage. So he built a very high cathedral, so that people should come here. But no Arab came there. They kept going to Kaaba. So in fury and anger, he decided, I'll destroy Kaaba, demolish it, raise it to ground. So he proceeded with a very big army, which had some elephants also. He himself was mounted on an elephant. Now this army came from Yemen till Mecca. Nobody in the way could get them. It was a very big army. And the elephants from these people of Arabia, something new, what is it? So frightened like anything. Then he, you know, stayed outside Mecca and sent a person to Abdul Muttalib, grandfather of the Prophet ﷺ. He was the chief of Mecca. And he said that we are not come to fight you, only we want to demolish this house. The answer Abdul Muttalib gave was, also we can't fight you, we don't resist, can't resist you, you know. As for this house, this belongs to Allah. If he wishes, he will save it. And then he requested for his 200 camels that the army people of Abraha had looted and plundered, which belonged to Abdul Muttalib. And Abraha said, oh, I have come to destroy your sanctuary. And you are more mindful of these camel pushers. He said, I own the camels. So I'm thinking about them. I don't own this house. This house is owned by someone else. He will take care of it. So when they attacked, what happened? أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the companions of the elephant, the army accompanied by elephant? When it was coming forward, at a certain stage, the elephant sat on which Abraha was sitting. And they tried everything to goad it, but it didn't move. Then, you know, swarms of small birds appeared from the side of the Red Sea. And they had very small stones made of baked clay in their beaks and feet. And they thrilled. And these small pellets, they acted as bullets. Most of the army destroyed. And whosoever could have an escape on way back, there was, you know, an epidemic broke out of smallpox, of measles, pustules, all over the body. And Abraha and all the people, they perished. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved his house. Alam yajal kaidahu fi tadbeer. Did he not make their plan go astray? وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَوْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. And he sent against them swarms of birds, flights and flocks of birds. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِهِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. Striking them with the stones of baked clay. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَّأْكُولٍ. And thus he made them like the straw which has been eaten up. Surah Al-Quraysh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now these are the conditions of the people of Mecca and around it. First of all, their economic backbone or lifeline was trading. They became the link in the East-West trade. I have explained many times regarding the nation of Saba also. Previously the people of Yemen, they were the proprietors of this trade. But after the flood of Arim, they were destroyed. So now this trade came in the hands of the Quraysh. All the merchandise from eastern islands, India, China, it used to come on the ships and boats and unload it at the coast of Yemen. And all the merchandise from Europe came to the coast of Syria, Palestine. Now because there was no Suez Canal, and that, you know, round the Cape of Good Hope, that route had to be discovered about 800 years later, 1498. So Now, between these two points, caravans going there, coming down, going up, to the north, to the south. And this way they became the big, inevitable links in the east-west trade. And they got the monopoly. Why? No caravan could pass without being looted and attacked, except the caravan of the Quraysh. Why? They were the custodians of Kaaba. And you know the idols of all the tribes, their gods, they were placed in Kaaba. So to say, they were hostages with the Quraysh. How could they loot the caravan of Quraysh? So they traveled without any fear. So this was the basis of their prosperity. Leila of Quraysh. To make Quraysh accustomed. Accustomed to what? Idafihim Belakashitai Basai. They are becoming accustomed to journeying in the winter and the summer. For this purpose, now it is mahzoof, understood. We granted them protection from any attack. This was from Allah, due to the house of Allah, due to Baytullah. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتُ. So in return, they should worship the Lord of this house. Why have they taken these idols for worship? All their prosperity depends upon this house, this house was built by Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam for Tawheed, not for shirk. Allah Akramahum min Jood, that Lord of this house, He has fed them against hunger. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. He has given them the security and peace from fear. Now the third. What was the moral condition of the society at that time? This is the subject matter of Surah Al-Ma'un. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُقَسِّمُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you seen the person who denies the recompense, the judgment, the reward of the hereafter? But this was the main thing. They never said there is no Allah. They believed Allah. And they accepted that He is the creator of all the universe. وَلَيْنْ سَالْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. And also about their small gods and goddesses. They never said that they are the creators. Or they give us the nourishment and sustenance. No. How lies sufa'una indallah? They are going to intercede on our behalf before our Lord. So there was a very fine demarcation. But the real thing was that they didn't believe in the resurrection. That was the root cause of their decay regarding morality. أَرَيْتَ الَّذِي يُقَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you seen the person who denies and belies the judgment, the compass, the recital, and the reward of the hereafter? فَالْغَالِكَ الَّذِي يَدْعُوا الْيَتِيمِ. So he is the one who repulses the orphan. Not try to orphan. Why? Why not eat up all the belongings of wealth of the orphan? You know, such so detailed instructions given in the beginning of Surah An-Nisa about the wealth of the orphans who are under your care. If you eat anything from it, you are eating and you are putting into your stomach life coals, burning coals, burning cinders. وَلَا يَهُبُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And the second manifestation of their low morality, and he urges not the feeding of the poor and hungry. But to speak of feeding himself, he didn't ask anybody else also, lest he should ask him. So they were very cunning in this respect. If I say to him, Okay, there are these hungry people, you feed them. He can say, why don't you do it yourself? So, وَلَا يَحُبْ وَلَا كَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. You don't say anything to me, I won't say anything to you. That's a gentleman agreement between us. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. So, woe to the performers of Salah. Salah was there. Because Hajj and Salah, these two things were established by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They have disfigured. They have changed. Number one, the Salah, that was now a mere ritual and nothing else. No spirit. Just as we have made it a ritual. A mere ritual. رہ گئی رسم ازاں روح بلالی نہ رہی فلسفہ رہ گیا ترفین غزالی نہ رہی ریچول جمعہ از اے ریچول حج از اے ویری بگ ریچول اے پرسن گوز فار حج اینڈ کمز بیک نو ڈفرنس ان ہز بہیویئر اور کیریکٹر ایز ہی وینٹ دیئر ان دی سیم کنڈیشن ہی کمز بیک When he went there, he was involved in riba or other things, haram shit. And when he comes back, he started again. So what is this such? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي أَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. They are not mindful. And they are heedless of the spirit of their salah. What we have done. But in addition, they had disfigured the salah also. They used to clapping of hands and whistling with mouths. Tasliyatam wa muka. So it became more of a fun than actually worship. Alladheena hum yura'oon. Whatever virtue was there, to feed the hungry, for example, as I quoted Abu Jahl, if they fed the hungry, we also fed the hungry more than them. But this was to show off, not to please Allah, not to hope the reward in the hereafter. That is out of sight, out of mind. So what can be the purpose of doing anything good, except to show it to the people, so that they say, oh, he is a noble person. No, he has done a good deed. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاعُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. And they go so low regarding human relations that refuse even a small assistance or kindness to others. For example, you know, to borrow some, give me some salt, or can I borrow the fire from your fireplace? Even that they were not ready to do for each other. So this is the picture of their moral decadence. In this background now arose the son of the messengerhood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Al-Kawthar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Verily, surely, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have given you all the good in abundance. According to some traditions, this Kawthar is also the name of a fountain which will be there in the plain of the gathering, Yawmul Qiyamah, and the plain of Hashr, when everybody would be very thirsty, very thirsty, very thirsty. Then this fountain of Kawthar, and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be the in charge. Whosoever saw his ummah, but his ummah is the one. His Ummati is the one who has followed him, followed his example, practically. So their thirst will be quenched from that fountain of Kawthar. Literally, and this is the saying of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Kawthar means khair-e kaseer, abundant good of every kind. Now actually, then the exfoliation of this came before the world. But Allah gave to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody could even imagine in the beginning of his mission that this would come to him. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you pray to your Lord and offer sacrifice. This is, so to say, the picture of Eid al-Adha. You go to pray, 2 rakat. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Him, then come back and sacrifice the animals in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَابِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Surely, if your enemy, who shall be cut off from the root. Now, this abtar was a word which was used by the Arabs for a person who had no male child. Either no son was born to him, or whosoever was born died in infancy. Now, they thought, when he dies, his name will die with him. No progeny. Progeny continues with the sons, not with the daughters, basically. So when 2 sons of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah gave him through Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, they died. So the Quraysh, the enemies, they rejoiced. Especially Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. And they said, don't worry. Muhammad is abtar. He has no son now. His name will be finished. No will be there to keep his name alive. So Allah is hurling death, taunt upon them. In Nasaniya Sahwal Abtar. Verily, your enemies will be the ones whose name will go off. Even their own progeny will not like to mention that we are the sons of Abu Lahab. Can anybody boast? No. Surah Al-Kafirun. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun la a'budu ma ta'budun wa la antum 'abiduna ma a'bud wa la ana 'abidun ma 'abadtum wa la antum 'abiduna ma a'bud lakum dinukum wa liya din. It's very important. And it must have been revealed. This is a Makkah surah, no doubt. But it must have been revealed at the end of the Makki period. When after 12 years long, you know, admonition and dawah and preaching and teaching proved to be of no avail to the majority of the people of Quraysh at Makkah. Now it was sort of a parting of ways. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. This is the only surah, only place in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. We have in Surah Al-Zumar. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَعْمُرُونَ أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. But that's only one place. And this is only place. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Oh, you kafir. Otherwise, Quran is يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. يَا أَيُّهَا. Oh, people, oh, mankind. Because Dawah needs this type of address. But this surah is not from Dawah. It is, so to say, saying that the Dawah is finished now. Bygone. Say, oh, the disbelievers, Da'abudu ma ta'abudun, I don't worship whom you worship. Wala antum abiduna ma abud. Nor you worship whom I worship. What's in the, between the lines? Actually, the Mushrikeen, they said, we also worship Allah. Allah is common between you and us. Allah says to Muhammad, tell them, you are not worshipping Allah. Because Allah is the one who has no associate whatsoever with Him. So you have created an Allah of your own thought, your own imagination. You are not worshipping the Allah whom I am worshipping. Name might be the same. But Musamma, to whom that name is being given, absolutely different in my mind and your mind. And I am not going to, this is the final, I am never going to worship whom you are worshipping. Nor are you going to worship whom I am worshipping. لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. But you is your deen. For me is my deen. So it's a parting of ways. Go you your way, I am going my way. Maybe I am going to Madina. Okay. Surah An-Nasr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. When the help of Allah comes and victory kisses your feet. Most of the people think that this surah is Madaniya. And it was revealed after the victory had come. Actually, in that case, it should have been Izja. It is Izaja. Izza refers to the future. It was a prophecy, actually. And this is Makki Surah, according to me. All the surahs we are reading from Suratul Mulk up till now, they're all Makki, no Madani Surah. According to my opinion, only the Muawwadhatain are the two Madani Surahs that come at the end. Otherwise, all these surahs are Makki. So it was sent there as a prophecy. That, oh Muhammad, the time will come. You are facing hardships, no doubt. You are seeing no way. But a time will come. When that time comes and the help of Allah arrives and victory comes to you, it kisses your feet. Varayat al-Nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. You see people entering the deen of Allah in multitudes. Now what is deen of Allah? The system of life where Allah is supreme. This is deen of Allah. We have in Surah Yusuf, deen al-Malik. Ma kana liyakhud akhahu fi deen al-Malik. Hazrat Yusuf could not detain with him his brother Binyamin. According to the law of the king, Yusuf alayhi salam was not the king. The king was the one who saw that dream. And because Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam gave an interpretation of that dream, so he rose to that position, a very high position. He was a very big officer, so to say. Maybe finance minister, maybe food minister, maybe agriculture minister, thought of that thing, but not king. So he was under the rule of the king. Deen al-Malik. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to devise, you know, a special thing for him so that he could detain or retain his brother with him. So when, you know, a king is accepted as monarch, as Fir'aun, you know, said, Alay Tali Mulku Misr, wa hadihil anwaru, hadihil anharu talibi min tahti. Is not the kingdom of Egypt for me? I am the king. And all these irrigation channels are under my control. So this is the deen of kings, deenul malik. And deen of Allah, obedience to Allah. Whole life under this obedience to Allah. Now somebody is entering this deen of Allah, it's not necessary that he has iman also. He has accepted the obedience. So he is in the deen of Allah. Do you follow what I'm saying? He has accepted the citizenship of this Islamic state. You don't know whether he has iman or not. Some of you must have recalled that ayah number 14 of Surah Al-Hujurat, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ وَآمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. These Bedouins are claiming we have come to believe. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have not at all come to believe. All you may say is, you have surrendered. You have submitted. You have accepted the supremacy of the law of Allah and the deen of Allah. So when that victory will come and you will see people entering the deen of Allah, accepting the supremacy of the divine rule in multitudes. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. Then at that time, you can glorify your Lord with his praise. And also ask for his forgiveness. Ar-Rabbu Rabbun wa in tanazzal wal abdu abdun wa in talaqqa. A servant or a bondman is a servant, howsoever high he might rise. And Allah is the Lord, howsoever low he might come. He comes to the first heaven every night. Muhammad went to the seventh heaven on the night of Miraj, Ascension. But even there, Muhammad was abd. And Allah was Lord. So having reached that position also, never think that you will be very absolutely free from any shortcoming. Shortcoming will always be there. But we cannot have this on the analogy of our shortcomings. This word of Dhamma has also come in Surah Muhammad, Dhamma, and Surah Fatah. But you know, our sin and Hudud, this sin of Muhammad, absolutely different. There is the hadith, Prophet says, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي. Verily, on my heart also, sometimes I feel there is some curtain has come. وَإِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ سَمْعِينَ مَرَّةً فِي كُلِّ يَوْمِ. And we apologize to Allah. And I ask for His forgiveness 70 times every day. But what was that sin? It's like diminution in the intensity of relationship. This depends upon how sensitive you are to these things. So for this you ask the forgiveness. Surely, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. He is ever relenting, always ready to accept the repentance of his servants. Now this surah, I think, should be read with Suratul Insirah. Today we begin with that surah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ is here. When the deen of Allah will become supreme in the Arabian Peninsula, your work will be done. Why we thank you for that purpose? هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَالدِّينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. When the deen has become dominant, now your mission is accomplished. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِذَا رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Now you meditate to your Lord, devote wholly and solely, you know, to Him. The same thing here. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. سورة اللهب. Again something concerning the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Lahab was the uncle and Umm Jamil his wife. Both were the worst enemies of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't have any brothers. Nor he ever saw his father. But he has uncles. Now we see how varied. About four we know. One loved him, protected him, but didn't believe in him. One believed him and loved him, but after 6 years. The third one also finally came to believe in him. But he never played any prominent role in the struggle. So much so that up till Badr, he had not declared that he is Mu'min. And he came to Badr along with the army of Kuffar. But the Prophet knew that he is the Mu'min. And the fourth one is Abu Lahab, the worst. And as I told you, the worst character. The best character of that time, Abu Bakr, Atqa. And the worst character of that time was this Abu Lahab. And this incident happened when the command came to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fasda'a bima tumar. This I have included in the last portion of Surah Al-Hijr. Now say loudly, O Muhammad, what has been commanded to you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we ascended the hillock of Safa. And he raised a cry, Wa Samaha! This was the custom of the Arabs. If some news came to you that such and such tribe is planning to attack you, this night they will attack you. Now you want that this news should reach all the people immediately, so that they can take the precautionary steps, whatever they can take. So what did he used to do? Take off all his clothing, absolute naked, ascended some high place, and then cried out, Vasabaha! Woe to the morning that is coming. A very bad morning is coming. Now two things happened. Where his voice reached, people heard this. Where the voice was not reaching, people saw a naked man standing on their own. And they called it Nazir Uriyan, the warner, the naked warner. Now here's the lesson for us. If you have to make dawah, you see, what are the means available today? Whatever is haram in it, delete. Whatever is permissible, you have to use. If you don't use, then you are to blame. So when Muhammad ascended and Vasabaha, he cried, people ran to him. But then I can't go into detail. When he presented his message, the first response was from Abu Lahab. Tabban laka lihaza jama'atana. Woe to you. Perish you. Did you call us for this thing? We thought there is some danger. You have got some news. You want to warn us from some possible attack of any type. So in response, this surah was created. Tabbat yada abi lahab wa tab. Actually, the both hands of Abu Lahab have perished. The hands of Muhammad are not going to perish. And what up? And he himself has been perished. Maagna anhu maluhu wa maakafum. His wealth will not avail him, nor what he earned. He met a very, very sad end. He couldn't go to Badr. He was coward also. I said, worst character. And because he was the custodian of the treasure of Kaaba, so he was the minister of finance, so to say, of their government at Makkah. And he has stolen, people used to say that he has stolen a golden, you know, calf from that, the treasure. So that was the name that was given to him, the stealer of the calf. So he doesn't have any good reputation whatsoever. His wealth is not going to avail him. But what happened? In Badr also he sent a person, you know, mercenary, paid him, go in my place, he wouldn't go. Then this person was so rash against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two of the daughters of the Prophet were engaged to two of his sons. He said, go and give talaq to both of them in the open. Address Muhammad and say, we give talaq to your daughters. And they did it in the open. And this was a really big humiliation. Both later on died. The Prophet prayed against them. For one who was more vocal, the Prophet said, O Allah, let loose on him one of your dogs. He was coming back from Syria, leading a caravan. During the night, he was staying somewhere. And he knew that Muhammad has prayed this thing against him. So he used to have, you know, fire around him where he rested during the night. But the tiger came, jumped over that fire, ate him up, came back. Sayasla naran zaata lahab. Then, you know, he also died. Pustules appeared over the whole of his body. And then, you know, this was bad smells coming out. And there were, you know, the organisms in those wounds moving. So nobody from his family could go near him. And then when he died, nobody was ready to touch him. With the help of a wood, they dug a grave and then, you know, just pushed him by the by this wood, not pecking. This was the end. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. He will enter the war of fire which is flaming. وَمْرَاتُهُ, not only he, also his wife. حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ, the carrier of firewood. فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَّسَدٍ, upon her neck a rope of palm fibers will be there. Now she was a very weak lady. She used to have a very fine and costly necklace around her neck. But in the hereafter, this necklace will take the form of a rope of the fibers of this palm tree. And with that, it will bring, you know, fuel and add to the fire of her husband. Adding fuel. Because, you know, wife, either they support you in your deen or they oppose you. And if they are also on the wrong path, they are supporting the wrong path. In the same way, she will be kindling the fire of hell for her husband. Surah Al-Ikhlas, the surah about which the Prophet has said, is equal to 1/3 of the whole Quran. Surah Al-Quran, the most profound surah on the subject of Tawheed. But Tawheed, fil aqidah, and tawheed fil zat, in the person. But ayatul kursi is the most profound in the tawheed fil sifat, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed fil sifat, highest prayer, the biggest prayer is ayatul kursi. Tawheed fil zat, the biggest prayer is this surah al-ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say, He is Allah, the only one, rather be alone. None with Him, none like Him, no partner with Him. Allahu Samad. All eternally ask Him, beseech Him. He is the besought of all. We have read the ayah in Surah Al-Rahman. يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everyone who is in the heavens or in the earth, keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need anyone, but everybody, everything needs Him. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Neither He begat nor He was begotten. No father or mother, no son or daughter whatsoever. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُهُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is none co-equal with Him or comparable to Him. In the end we have two sentinels guarding this Quran. Al-Mu'awwadhatayn. It is a very, very beautiful, you know, pair of surahs. And there is an opinion of Abdullah ibn Masood, that actually these surahs are not part of Quran. They were revealed for treating Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when some Jew has done some sorcery against him. But the consensus of the Ummah is that they are a part and parcel of Quran. And my opinion, these two surahs are only the Madani surahs in this last group of Makki Madani surahs. In the first surah, only one surah was Makki, that is Surah Al-Fatiha. And Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-Ma'ida, Madaniyat. This is the converse. From Surah Al-Mulk to Surah Al-Ikhlas, all Makkiyat, none Madani. And these two are Madani. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the Dawn. In Sharri Ma Khalaq, from all the evil of all that He has created. This is very noteworthy. Whatever is created is definitely incomplete. Completion is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All creation has to be incomplete from one aspect or the other. And this aspect of incompletion adds to it some sort of sharf. some sort of evil. So I take refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of everything that He has created. وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ. And from the evil of the darkness when it overspreads. Because, you know, in the night the criminals are active. And so on. The jinns also. The evil spirits, as you call them. وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And from the evil of the blowers at the knots. Knots. Sorcerers, magicians. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. And from the evil of an envier, a jealous person. When his malignant envy is carried out in action. حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. When he is actively engaged in bringing his jealousy into action. Translating it into practice. So these are the evils which befall human beings from without, outside. Now there is a very big evil which comes from within. And that is the subject of the last surah. Surah An-Nas, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Say, I seek refuge from the Lord of mankind. Now this Lord, you know, is the translation of Rabb. What is Rabb? The owner, the sustainer, the provider, the developer. All these things go to make Rabb. Allah is the Lord or Rabb of the mankind. Malik innas. He is the king of all mankind. Sovereign. He is to be obeyed. His laws are to be enforced. His obedience is to be accepted. Ilah innas. And the God of mankind. God, to whom you call for help, for any deliverance from any affliction which has come to you, to whom you pray, and whosoever grants your prayers is your God. Ilah. So, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. These are the three attributes, we may say, of Allah. If you remember, these are the same which are mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ibrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin or Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka Na'bud, Ma'bud, Ilah, this season. Min Sharril Waswasil Khannas, from the evil of the whisperers. Who whispers in the hearts of the people and then receives and withdraws, goes back. Min al-jinnati wal-nas, whether he be from among the jinn or mankind. Now this is an attack through your own baser self. Not outside. Nothing is attacking you from outside. Your own inner libido, your own baser self is activated. So, now the shar is coming from within you. Although, this fire is ignited by him who is whispering in you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of this Quran and the courage to resolve that we should practice it, propagate it, and establish it in the world. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.